Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Yvonne Pierre Show. Hear from people who have overcome obstacles, have inspirational stories to tell, or helpful information to share.
Our child, and we were to take her home. Remarkable advice for that era when many children with Down syndrome were put in institutions.
I was living for today, not caring about tomorrow.
The Yvonne Pierre Show, a variety talk show whose only mission is to empower you.
And I turned around and I remember this 48 years later of when I turned around and I said to her, no, I can do it. That kind of set the tone to her right from the beginning that even though I was in a chair, you know, I was still independent. I was still going to do things.
I believe that everything happens for a reason. We are vessels that have the option to allow God to use us.
Make a choice to break the generational curses on our life.
Thank you for tuning in. Now, here is your host, Yvonne Pierre.
Welcome, welcome, and thank you for tuning in. Also, I wanted to say before I get started to for you to check out previous episodes, and we have a lot of great episodes coming up, and share this with your friends and share it on Facebook and Twitter and help get the word out about these episodes. They're really, really good shows and awesome guests. And today's show, we'll be talking about the keys of having a successful wedding. There are certain events that bring families together, bring not just families but also friends together that you haven't seen in a long time, such as a wedding. This is a union that between a unity between the bride and groom, which should be one of the most amazing and memorable days for the couple. But for some, it's not. Our guest today, Tanisha Barnett, is the owner of A Step Above Weddings and Events, an Atlanta-based company that provides full, partial, and day-of-planning services that create occasions that last a lifetime. Ty, which I like to call her, and she goes by, Ty's company motto is, "We run while you rest." Her passion for wedding planning began in 2004, the excitement of a new beginning for couples as they begin their journey, their life's journey as one, is what drives Ty to creating a memorable day. She is compassionate about providing her clients with an experience that minimizes their stress so they can celebrate with the love, joy, peace, and happiness they deserve. Ty also coordinates proposals, out-of-state, and destination weddings. And one of the things I wanted to say real quick about Ty is I've worked with her on a couple of different occasions, and she's very punctual. She's very thorough, and she really, you could tell by her work that she's passionate about what she do. And I would like to welcome her to the show. Welcome, Ty.
Thank you, Yvonne. Thanks for having me. How are you?
I am good. And you?
I am super fantastic. Thanks for asking.
One of the things that, in most service-based industries where you work with people hands-on, which you do, often you become like a counselor by default. Before we talk about the actual wedding, let's briefly touch on the relationship. What advice would you give to couples who are thinking about getting married?
Well, I definitely would tell them to talk to one another. Oftentimes, couples run into the altar in a rush. They run into marriage because they're often pushed by other people or forced to get married, and they're not caught up in the wedding planning. And then they must understand that, you know, marriage is not designed to complete you. Being ready is not enough. They have to understand that after the vows are exchanged, you are on like an accelerated and different direction in your life, and then you have to be sure that you're not looking for just a roommate, because you are becoming life partners. And then you're not only marrying your partner, but you're marrying into his family as well. So have you ever heard the saying that we're not losing a daughter, we're gaining a son-in-law?
Yeah.
So this, this too is can also be reversed. You're inheriting obligations, stresses, and the benefits of a new family.
Yeah.
So the little things actually matter more. And then you have to ask yourself, are you even able to handle his or her flaws forever? I mean, like an eternity. Because you remember that you never should definitely try to change him or her. However, you both will need to adjust or change in order to make things work by adapting. You know, for, you know, if you guys fight, make sure they're productive fights. Because in reality, you're going to get into altercation and arguments. It's part of being human. So you have to make sure that they're productive and, you know, take a test, maybe like the 5 love languages, and it's no longer about just you. It's about you and the person that you're committing to. And you have to be transactive, have a transactive memory by relying on the other person to remember to take care of things. So I like to say basically know each other's strengths and weaknesses. You know, if one's better at managing the bills and the laundry, allow him to handle that. Or if she's better at grocery shopping and organizing other things, allow her to be in charge of that. But together, you guys make it work.
Yeah, yeah. And like you said, the very first thing you said is communication. Communication is key to, you know, sorting out the different disagreements and also learning to agree to disagree. You know, for a lot of couples, they you know, you're not going to agree on everything together. But learning to to agree to disagree, I think is important as well as, you know, the communication and being each other's friend.
Right.
You have to be best friends. And so my next question, before even, you know, again, before we talk about the actual wedding, okay, they actually decided, you know, the couple actually decided that they want to get married, and they've worked on their communication, they've sought out counseling and everything. But the before the proposal, before the actual proposal, what are some creative ways for men to propose to their soon-to-be wives?
Oh, wow. Okay. So I love the proposal part of it, because you definitely can be creative in your own ways, and the knot actually has quite a few great ways that a person can, you know, propose to, you know, his or her wife, or vice versa, because nowadays, you know, women are becoming bold and proposing to men, and I honestly don't see a problem with that. You want something,
for
it, and sometimes, you know, it's nothing wrong with that. But I think some creative ways would be, like, taking a full page out in a newspaper. Like, if you know your lady's an avid reader in a newspaper, or, you know, avid Facebooker, however you want to, like, just take a full page out in a newspaper and then propose to them on their special, you know, for that proposal. And you can have it as a great memory keepsake. You can also possibly do, like, a treasure hunt by starting your home and have them go on a citywide treasure hunt, go on a special trip. You know, I think it's been done quite a few times before, but ask the flight attendant if they can allow you to speak on a speaker. And then often we see on the television, you know, the sky riders where they ride on the sky, "Will you marry me?"
Yeah.
Well, we see it on television, so why not make it your reality and do it that way? Even in the movie theaters, you know, ask the company, hey, at your local theater, in the, you know, where they have actually the previews at, ask, can you run a little ad and put on there, "Will you marry me?" Or have family and friends spell out, you know, wear a T-shirt when you have like a little gathering, and on the T-shirt, each person will have a letter and it say, "Will you marry me?" And line it up something like that. Take a trip down memory lane. Create a proposal, video, photo album of your relationship from beginning to now. And at the very end of that album or that video, say, "Hey, will you marry me?" Letter. We're so involved with everything technology that we're forgetting how to write love letters now and using a pen or a pencil. So I would definitely say write a love letter, and at the end of that love letter, ask, "Will you marry me?" And maybe do a fortune cookie. You know, write your own personal proposal instead of a fortune cookie. Carve a pumpkin that says, "Marry me." Send a message in a bottle. Go on a cruise and perform with everybody. And in the middle of the cruise, you know, "Marry me." Even a live band. I'm not sure, you know, just little things like that. You want to have fun with it, and you want it to be creative, and you want to create that special memory so she can say, "Wow," you know, make it like a competition. You know, I think that my person, my guy or my gal did a better proposal. You know, it's just the thought of it. You don't have to spend a lot of money into it, you know, but it's just the thought that counts. What really makes her happy is she loves, you know, to go places, or she likes different foods. Go to that special eatery and have the chef make something special in that proposal, you know, on a special dessert that she likes, or, you know, something like that. Take out the rings in and have it on the table, and she thinks her steak is coming out. No, it's that steak of the cost of that ring that's coming out. So definitely have fun with it to let that person know that you love them at the end of the day.
Yeah. Yeah. Share with us some things that could make a wedding go wrong that most people don't factor in.
Oh, goodness. The weather, like right now, is storming outside.
Yeah.
People do not think about allotting a little bit percentage overage of your budget for the weather. You know, I've done a wedding before where it was just so beautiful and sunny outside, and the bride knew 3 weeks or a month before that, you know, the weather could be iffy. Yet still, the bride did not allot enough funds to cover for any unforeseen instances, and the weather, it stormed like 30 minutes, not even, probably less than 30 minutes before the wedding could actually start. It poured down raining. Now, I will say that it made for beautiful pictures in the background, but you know, and it was outside, so it messed up the decorations and everything. So another thing would be to make sure you're having wedding insurance. And then allotting, like I said, allotting a percentage for unforeseen things. You have to make, you know, sometimes wedding party participants may decide that they just don't want to be in a wedding 30 minutes prior to, you know, or they just may be missing in action somewhere. You want to make sure that, hey, what's plan B? I will also say, hire a wedding coordinator, you know, just because you never know what's going to take place. Then you want to make sure that you have somebody in charge that will not allow those unexpected guests to show up. Oh, my gracious. We all know that people RSVP, they do not turn it back, you know, turn their cards back in, but then they show up anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. And under my watch, trust me, you cannot come in because, for especially for the reception, you know, the reception is food that you have to take an account for. And that's why it's important to say, okay, if you do not RSVP, you just will not come in. Mama, sister, brother, uncle, aunt, no, cousin, friend, no, you cannot come. Respect my wedding enough for, you know, to RSVP. And then you get nervous about those toasts. Lord Jesus, what are they going to say now? Please don't bring up anything crazy during the toast. And, you know, like even the children, you never know what they're going to think about, if they're going to walk down the aisle, you know, or, you know, if a guest's going to have an allergic reaction for food. So those are little things like that that I know for myself in planning weddings all these years, that those are disasters that brides would really, really be concerned, you know, that they're nervous about that might happen. So I just say, yeah, we'll work it out. Don't worry about it. But let's always have a plan B all the way through the alphabet, A through Z.
Yeah. Brides often become very highly stressed. I know I'm sure you've seen it. I've seen it. What tips would you give brides on lessening the stress to enjoy their wedding day?
Ooh, first, it's a no-brainer. Hire a step above weddings and events where we run while you rest. I mean, come on, really? You know, but definitely, you know, delegate tasks, you know, to your matrons and your maid of honor and the groomsmen and the best men, and plan. Write things down, do some research. You know, do not get bullied into this lavish ballroom wedding if you know that you only want a small wedding on a beach. You know, make sure that you feel, that you fit great into your dress, and when you're inside of it, that you feel good, not for the price tag that's on it and not what other people may think, but that you actually feel great in that dress. Because I believe that bridezillas are not made. They are made, they're not born. So they are made, they're not born. And you have to plan in advance. Remember that this is just one day. Budget and be realistic. And sometimes brides don't realize that their stress can be self-inflicted. And you cannot make rash decisions. Do not cut corners. Do not give in to pressure from outsiders. But you must call the shots. Must tune people out because
yeah.
we all know that people have opinions. They're good.
Yeah.
They're bad. Some make no sense. But in all honesty, the only two opinions that are relevant in that matter are those of the bride and groom. But, you know, you can say thank you and shake it off and move on. And, you know, sometimes parents, if they're paying for the wedding, you know, they want more say and things of that sort. But I say, hey, don't worry about it. Let them know your wants. Just, you know, don't have that disease to please.
Yeah.
Especially, like I said, if you have a limited budget. And be realistic about your timeline. And forget the things that don't matter. You know, like for a bride that may, bridesmaid may want to wear a different pair of shoes. Or your friend's getting married next month. And she's going to have the same favors as you're going to have or have the same wedding colors. So what? What about your day? Those things do not matter. Know that there's a possibility that your dress will get dirty. And the only thing that really matters is that you're marrying the love of your life. So take a woosah and just enjoy. And don't worry about anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Or also I've seen, too, where they're stressed about the, you know, people getting along, or they're stressed about just everything going perfect.
Where people are going to sit and,
What are some
That's those things are not that important.
Yeah. What are some things, and I think you already kind of touched on it already, but what are some things the bride should consider before planning her wedding?
Once again, definitely hiring a wedding coordinator, you know, no matter what. Even if she can't, let's say they say, well, we really don't need a coordinator. We just need somebody to oversee the day of. You know, once again, my company, we do day of weddings as well. But if a bride doesn't want that, I would say appoint someone that's detailed and that can help manage that day, because this is just one day. You know, you have your lifetime with your partner. So I definitely would say just consider the importance of knowing that this is just one day and that you have, you know, everything else ahead of you going forward. But just budgeting, make sure you're not going overboard and things of that sort, and being hydrated, because those dresses can be hot. So make sure you're putting on some antiperspirant deodorant and have some baby powder with you and an emergency kit. And in your emergency kit, make sure you have umbrellas, curling irons, you know, bobby pins, sewing kits. And that emergency kit is very, very important. And then also consider your vendor. You definitely have to consider your vendor and your vendors. So those are very important things in planning your special day. And also who you want in your wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just touched on saving, and I want to talk about that real briefly. But what are some saving tips you like to share?
Budget, researching, negotiating, cutting that guest list. My gracious, I cannot tell you how many times clients will come. They'll have like 250 people on their guest list, and they have this budget that's like, how are you going to pay for that? And they have so many people, well, I can't delete this person off because this person means so much to me, or, you know, this person would get mad if they cannot come. You can't please everybody. Everybody cannot come, especially if you're on a limited budget. And you have to be okay with shopping around to different vendors. It's okay to taste 10 different cake companies, in my opinion. You know, it's okay to try numerous caterers, because within that, you want to make sure that there's also a chemistry. You know, and get married in off-peak seasons. You know, don't try to compete for this date, this wedding day. Everybody wants to get married in June. I say move in the opposite direction of traffic. While everybody's moving this way, you go another way. And that's another way that you can save. And you don't have to get married on a Saturday. You know, if you get married during the week or, you know, on a Sunday, Friday night, you can save so much more money. But you spend, you know, you can spend over $2,000 or more dollars because you're getting married on a Saturday.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those are just a few saving tips I would like to say. And once again, cut that guest list. Everybody can't come. And if you don't want somebody to bring a guest, say that. This is your one special day, and you don't want to spend money to go broke. You want to make sure that you're saving and spending for a lifetime together and not on this one day for a show for everyone else.
Yeah. Yeah, and one of the things, too, I wanted to say while you were speaking, it just popped in my head, is that a lot of people, in reference to saving, A lot of people, you know, take that time and they focus more on trying to cut corners and hire people that can't get the job done. So even if it means to pay an extra, you know, $100 for someone that's going to be professional and that's going to show up, that would probably, you know, that too would probably lessen the stress and also, you know, save you some money because if the person, you know, you may look at it like, you know, well, that's an extra $100 that I didn't intend to spend. Yeah, but if you get
right.
Uncle Joe and you know Uncle Joe is not going to,
yeah.
is going to be late, that will also, it's worth the extra $100 to relieve
Absolutely.
You some stress of knowing that a professional is going to be there on time and have everything set up.
You hit that nail on the head. So great. I tell you, it went right in right away. And that's so true. And you can't cut corners, and I often tell brides that, and that goes back to what I mentioned earlier about allotting at least 5% of your budget for those unforeseen things. Like, for instance, I did a wedding a few years ago, and, of course, the caterer was a family friend, and this caterer was, you know, me, I'm a tough girl, and my clients are like my babies. You know, some
yeah.
of them are older than myself, but they're my babies because they've hired me to make sure I get the job done. But
mm-hmm.
what brides and clients have to realize is that as a wedding coordinator, we cannot get our job done if you do not get yours done. That means that if you don't have any extra funds to allot for bad weather or to allot for things that may not go right, the caterer not having what it needs to do its end or back up, then we cannot successfully do our job. So, you know, like I was saying, this caterer, he didn't have napkins, he didn't have forks, so my client didn't purchase enough personalized. So he said his job was not to have extra napkins or extra forks. I'm like, but come on. You know, and you're a family
uh-huh.
friend. So, you know, things like that I always tell people, be careful on who you hire and who you bring in just because they're friends. And get a contract. Always.
Yeah.
I don't care if they're your mama, you know, your parents
yeah.
or whoever. Get a contract and write that down because this is business. Yes, on a personal,
yeah.
you know, relationship level, but this is business at the end of the day, and money is coming out of your pockets. So make sure whatever you do, just careful on who you bring on your team, no matter what. And like you said, Yvonne, you were so right. If it means $100 more for your sanity, do that
yeah.
because
yeah.
It's never guaranteed that nothing's going to not go wrong on your special day. We cannot guarantee that. You never know. It was life, reality. But
right.
if you have to invest a little bit more, do that to keep your sanity and not to be a bridezilla. Or groomzilla, because I've seen the grooms go bonkers, too.
Before we go, great information, Ty. Before we go, could you leave us with some keys to planning a successful wedding?
Well, you already said it earlier in the introduction about how we all know that weddings are the biggest event that people normally plan. And there are also numerous books, DVDs, movies, blogs, websites, et cetera, on planning weddings. And as I said earlier, consider the weather. You know, and what I mean by weather is I don't mean the weather outside, just per se. I also mean like whether or not people have made other plans. And if they cannot change their plans, actually come to your event. Whether Mother Nature will have her moment to rain, shine, or snow out of the blue on your special day. Traffic. Hey, will your president decide he's just going to come in town or here in Atlanta, the Atlanta Braves or Falcons game? You know that you may not want your wedding to be during that time because traffic is going to be crazy. It's going to
yeah.
drive everybody batty. And then there could be possible delays in your event if, you know, people are last minute. Plan early and to allow room to negotiate with your vendors if need be. And always, 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 always have a detailed contract with your vendors, like I said a few minutes ago, even if they're family and friends. Another thing is children under the age of 5. They are so cute, and, yes, they are adorable. And as they're walking down that aisle, you may receive many oohs and ahs and laughs because they're so cute, but they're also unpredictable. So no matter
yeah.
how well you plan, you know, no matter how well you plan or rehearse on your special day, you know, children, they may decide they're going to run to their parents, sit in the middle of the aisle, cry, weep, blow kisses, not participate at all. You know, I've seen parents even have to come from their seats to walk their children down the aisle. So personally, as a coordinator, I would say you know, involve children that may be 5 and up is a better age for children participants. For example, in 2004, I had a client in New Mexico, very creative. She had these cute little twin infants in her wedding, but what she did was she decorated a little wagon, and she had an older child pull them down the aisle, and they were actually her ring bearers. So now in that case, I would say that's cute and adorable to have children under the age of 5 participate because they're not mobile to actually walk around. You're pulling them in something. And then also allow the groom to have some involvement and, you know, in this planning. People think that, oh, it's a guy, because they hear most guys do not want to be involved. That's true. But I tell you, I had a wedding a few years ago again. The groom was in the service. He was in the military. And the bride was here stationed in Atlanta. And she was a civilian because she was in the service as well. But she just, you know, she was local. Do you believe that he did most of the coordinating with me over in Afghanistan?
Wow.
And, oh, when I say he was majorly involved from the beginning to the end, I loved it. I was like, oh, you so rock. So I say, you know, allow that groom to get involved as well. And know that this day is about you and your groom. This is your day. Don't worry about anybody else, what anybody else thinks. I highly recommend paying your vendors 2 weeks in full before your wedding day because the last thing you want is someone running around trying to find a check or trying to get you to sign a check or a vendor saying they didn't get their money or they can't do this because of this amount of money was not paid. No, 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 no. 2 weeks before, then this way, nobody will be running around batty. And the last thing as a planner I need to worry about is having to pay a vendor on the day of. You have to be patient, plan, plan, plan. Write your thoughts down, be realistic on every level, delegate, compromise where needed, double check and triple check, and also be realistic about your time. And like, for instance, some people want to concentrate on the favors and, you know, for the guests and signs that say getting married or turn here, turn there. You know, take a friend with you as a bride to try on your dress. Reason being, for a while, you know, all the dress are going to be like, you know, when you go to smell all these different smell good scents like candles and everything, and you need the coffee beans to help you separate the smells. Well, for brides, the same thing can be for wedding dress shopping. Just take somebody with you to help you ease that stress and talk to someone who will be truly honest with you on the fit and on the color, and then keep it old school. You know, keep it old school by carrying around an emergency contact sheet with all your vendors on it because technology is crazy. You know, you may forget a vendor's name or forget some information or your phone battery dies or, you know, something like that. So keep it old school and have everybody's information and everything that you need on paper for you because it's a great backup. And then I think one other thing will be make sure all your guests feel like they are a special part of the day. I know it's definitely about the bride and groom. I never can state that enough, and that's what I always say. But at the end of the day, you have invited other people, and you want to make sure that they can hear everything that's being said in the wedding ceremony, and they can also enjoy themselves as your guest. And lastly, I cannot stress enough, budget, budget, budget.
Yeah. And if you, and if, I want to add to that, and if you can afford it, hire a wedding coordinator.
Yes. Step above weddings and events. Yeah. Hey, we run while you rest. I am serious. Sometimes I'm running around with shoes off, my head's cuffed like a chicken. I'm all batty, but in a good way, though. But I'm making sure things get done. And, definitely hire a coordinator. Hire someone that's going to help you be less stressful because we know how to help save money. We know how to negotiate with these vendors, you know, and what's good for you and normally what it is that you like. And one mistake some brides often make is that they don't realize that they have to be some part of the planning. However, we may need to call and ask them questions about things. So it's very imperative that they do have some say. Now, we will do the bulk of the work for them, but they need to have some say and approval on what it is for their special day so that at the end of the day, they can walk away saying, you know what, I made the right decision. My day can be a memory that lasts for an entire lifetime, and I'm happy with that.
Wow. Love it. could you give us, before we go, could you give us your website?
www.astepabove9.web.com, and that's spelled A-S-T-E-P-P. A-B-O-V-E nine.wedes.com. And I also have a Facebook page that you can go to my Facebook page on my page. So I will register you to my website. My website will connect you directly with my Facebook page because it is a private page. And also my Twitter link is a step above weddings and events, but that my website, www.stepabove9.webs.com, will also take you to my Twitter handle.
And I also have that on the in the description area. Description area for the episode, so you can also check out her website there. And I want to thank you, Tanisha Ty Barnett, for joining us. I really, really thank you for the information you shared, and I wish you continued success with all that you're doing. And again, thank you.
Yvonne, thank you as well. I had such a fun time. It went by so quick, but, you know, you're an awesome woman. You're amazing in everything that you do. So I'm so thrilled and blessed, you know, to have been afforded this opportunity to come onto your show. Anything that I'm ever able to do with you and to support you and your movement, I'm here because you're just such a beautiful and wonderful woman.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
And you have a happy holiday. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, yes. You as well. Take care and be safe.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
I was meant to fly.
Oh, no matter who pushes me, I know I'm not going to let you. I'm not going to let you get me down. No, no, no.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. It has been an absolute pleasure, and I thank you for choosing this time to spend with me, your host, Yvonne Pierre. For more information about the show, how to be a guest, or to simply let me know what you think about today's show or previous shows, visit me at ypierre.com. That's www.ypierre.com. Remember to keep God first. Know that you are blessed, and always stay true to yourself. I love you, God loves you, and thank you for listening.